Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley. We got a great show. I mean, a great show. It's Sunday. So if it's Sunday, Shane Harden, are you talking over me already?
Sunday, Sam.
I haven't even done the intro. Can you let me at least
hit
do
it,
the intro?
Hit it, man.
Okay. Here's a plug. That's Pastor Shane Harden, the eternal interrupter of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Can't wait to preach. That's the problem with all those preachers. You know, they just can't wait to get the message out there. If it's Sunday, it's our fun day where we talk about the Bible and faith and spirit, and we try to bring everybody over to our side. That's not true. But hey, before we get into today's message, it's a good one. We actually have a guest, too. I'm going to introduce in just a second. Hopefully, he'll come back after today. That's always the challenge. Will they ever come back into the studio after being on the show? Also, hey, make sure you head over to iTunes, rate the show, give us a 5-star rating. And leave great feedback. You will have a more abundant, prosperous, wealthy lifestyle if you leave a 5-star rating. True or true, Shane? Thank you very much. Hey, by the way, we want to also introduce a great guest today, Mr. Matt Ball, also pastor of Branches Church. I guess we call you co-pastor, Matt?
Uh-huh. Some people call me lots of things.
Yeah, it's great to have you, man. Are you even the slightest bit worried about being on the Everyday Saturday podcast?
I have no idea what to expect. I know Sam too well to know that there is anything I could predict about this conversation.
Hey, so we do this every Sunday, and we have a lot of fun. So Matt and I and Shane go way back. I met Matt Ball. I got to give Matt a little bit of an introduction here. You guys all know Shane. He's been on the show for a few weeks now. I met Matt back in like 2005, 2004. You were doing video over at the church that I attended, and Shane was the worship pastor at MCC, and you were like running crazy, dude. You would like hook 8 miles of cable up to stuff and lights and sound.
Quintessential AV geek. That's me. Yes, sir.
So take us through. You were at MCC doing all the audio video. You're working, you and Anthony were running the show over there, and then you ran all the audio video, and now you're a pastor. It's like, what's up, man? How does that journey even...
Yeah. Looking back, it makes a little more sense than it does than it did then. But yeah, got hired on as the video guy, came in to tell stories, to make cool videos so people could get messages faster and more succinctly. And did that for a lot of years until one of my bosses, one of the pastors, started saying, well, you know, when you have your own church, you'll understand this. And I looked at him and said, you have no idea what you're talking about. Right. This is the craziest thing.
So you never saw yourself being a pastor?
Never in a million years. Huh. Never did. And yet, now looking back and seeing, well, you know, I was raised in a Christian family. I grew up in the church. I led Bible studies in middle school. I led worship in college. I married a singer who led worship. And all of these things ended up, well, now it makes a little more sense, I suppose, all of those. But no, I was the video guy. And then suddenly they said, oh, well, how about you stand up each week and start off with the announcements? How about you start welcoming people and just have a presence in front? And
yeah.
Oh, well, okay, I can do that. Sure, you give me 3 minutes and I'll say something. And then he says, hey, how about 2 weeks, you preach?
Nice, nice.
What? Do
nice.
What? How many thousand people show up and you want me to do what?
Yeah.
And you know, just I followed my leaders. I followed the call that they saw in me and all my life. And I said, okay, here goes. And one thing led to another. And I said, you know what? God's been working. And this is what he's designed me to do, to learn and then just regurgitate the things that I learn. And that's the journey that I've been on. I don't know anything more than anybody else. I just may have studied it a few weeks before you did.
Yeah.
And so that's the journey I've been on.
That's awesome, man. What a great story. So you guys stay one trick ahead of the dog like us regular entrepreneurs do as well then, right? You learn it like 2 weeks before you teach it, and that's it, right?
You know, it's one of those things where we've heard it, we've seen it, we've learned it, and then we study it hard, and we sweat it, and we debate it and argue it and really come to a new understanding and a deeper conviction and a new level that says, you know what? God is doing this in my life for a reason, and I can't wait to tell people about it.
Yeah. So you and Shane, that's awesome, dude. You and Shane planted a church. I mean, that is...
We did. We did that.
You did that. What was going... We want to talk about being a Christian entrepreneur and everything that goes along with it. You know, being an entrepreneur is difficult, and I want to talk about it from the Christian perspective, though, because from my perspective, an entrepreneur means freedom. It means you have more control over, you know, just what your day looks like. Now, the good news is you're your own boss. The bad news is you're your own boss, right. You know? So take us back to when you and Matt first planted the church. You were going into business. I mean, you still got to feed your family, you know?
Right.
And you got to make ends meet and all that. What was going through your mind? Like, was it when was it nervous? Was it sweating it out? Was it sleepless nights? Was it all of that stuff? Because you got health insurance, kids, all
of
that stuff.
There was definite, you know, we were nervous. But I'll even take it back a little further. Matt and I sat with leadership of a large church here in the city. And every week we would hear other leaders and their design on how to do things. And all of a sudden God started giving us the feeling like if we were in charge, this is how we would do it. And Matt and I would walk out of those meetings week after week and say, if we could do it, we would do it differently. We don't want to just recreate religion. We don't want to recreate this place that is going to be with limits for the Holy Spirit to do. And you and I talked about that a little last week. We really want it to be a place of freedom in Christ. So as we started praying and seeking that, every week we had all these ideas that we wanted to do. So like you do as an entrepreneur, when you were working for someone, you had the thought, if I could be my own boss, I would not do that to my employees. I would not treat people like that. I would not react like that. And so out of that came this fire or spur in our saddle, whatever you want to call it, that said, someday we're going to have an opportunity to do that. We didn't know when, but then when God presented those opportunities for us and things all started to come together, then we realized we had marketing to do. We had, sharing our vision. We had to create the vision and write it down. We had the feeling and the call on our lives to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was just made known through years of God pouring into our lives. As Matt said, you know, through his whole lifetime, God poured into him the gifts that he has that he's now given back. And the same thing in my life, I can just look back and see there was this moment. And just like for you, Sam, your communication and all the stuff that you did is for this time.
Yeah. And, no, you're right. It prepares you.
And everything about Everyday Saturday is everything that was Sam's life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and hopefully the greatness of future. And so the same thing for us. We take all of that. We try to learn from the bad things that we experienced and hopefully create a safe place where people can have freedom in Christ. And so we have disagreements as we go along. We have great successes. We have some failures. We, you know, found a building we thought was going to be ours last year, and God had a whole nother plan, and we ran with it as hard as we can. And when God changes the direction, we react the best we can and go the new place that he leads us.
So take me through, Matt, when you, your wife, Sarah, you have three children, boys. What are their ages? All boys.
2, 5, and 7.
So I have all girls. You have all boys. Shane managed to have 2 boys.
And a girl.
Yeah. That tells me I got to have another kid. That's all that tells me. Right. So what did Sarah, your wife, say when you said, hey, you know what, Sarah, I think what we're going to do is we're going to leave the church that we're at right now, and we're going to put our faith in God, and I'm going to plant a church with Shane Harden. Let's rock it, girl.
You know, it's interesting. Is looking back and trying to – my understanding of faith throughout my whole life has always been once I can get steps A, B, and C planned out, then I'll use my faith and take step A.
Yeah.
That's been the way I looked at life and looked at everything. And then I came to a place and I realized that That is exactly the opposite of what faith is. That has nothing to do and is completely counter to the definition of the word faith. And so we got to a point and it says, okay, well, I know that I can't stay in this role in the way that it is. My life, my family, everything is in tension and limbo because of the place that my life is right now. And so I need to make a change, and God has made it pretty clear as to where that's going to go. And so I'm just along for the ride and says, okay, here we go. And fortunately, it wasn't an overnight decision. I didn't wake up and tell my wife that this is what was happening.
I did.
And you're still married.
You've had a couple moments like that in your life, Sam.
You know, fortunately, she was in the same place. She was watching the same thing happen. Yeah. She was feeling the same thing, the confirmation in her right. spirit that God was leading her in the same place. And when we came to a decision...
How do you know it's God leading you and not Matt Ball or Sarah Ball leading you?
Because it's not just me. Because it was confirmed by the wisdom of the people around me. It was confirmed by the scriptures that we were reading. It was confirmed by the Holy Spirit and the feeling in deep inside me. All things pointed in the same direction. All
but
things
that
were being confirmed
to non-believers, though. Like that, atheists.
You mean God works in people's lives that aren't necessarily Christians?
Hey, don't come at me, man. This is my show.
Hey, you said it, not me. You said it.
No, you know what I mean? Like someone listening to the show, because we have a lot of non-believers listening to the show, or say non-Christians for that matter. And say, that's great, man, that you went to your Bible or you get people all around you. Take just the Bible part out. I know it's a big part, but take the scripture part out. But people confirming the way you're feeling, people would just say, look, you took action. You started, because when you think about when a thought, then after a thought, you take action. You know, the most logical step when you're an entrepreneur, a thought into your mind, action follows that thought, and usually some reaction, something happens as a result of your thoughts, then become actions, and your actions become whatever they become. What's the difference? How do you know it's God? You're chomping at the bit, Shane Hart.
I am, because I think this is a leadership principle inside the church and outside the church. We, though, you take action. So take God, scripture, all of that out of the picture for us that we've based our lives on.
Yeah.
But for a moment, a leadership guide would tell you, don't step out and run a business if no one's ever encouraged your life or you've ever received any kind of encouragement that you have that gift in your life. Yeah. Okay. So people,
it's like the test rounds on American Idol when somebody shows yes. up to sing and they say, so where are you singing? Oh, nowhere. Well, who tells you have a good voice? Well, nobody.
Yeah. My mom likes it. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of that moment.
Yeah.
There were things in every entrepreneur, they can look back. Somebody either said, hey, you have some special gift that you could change the world at a company, or you could go build a computer and do that. There was somebody that yeah. said that. So for us, when we're in faith and we're in scripture, then those things we really believe, if they're from people that we admire their walk with the Lord, we can easily say God's using them in our lives to influence our future. And so it's like I said before, the Holy Spirit, people have premonitions before they've ever experience God or the Holy Spirit, and they'd say, I just feel right about it. Well, that's fine. I mean, we have those same things. We yeah. have premonitions.
Yeah.
But when they are backed with scripture, we have experiences with other great Christian leaders and people in our lives, we can test it in a way that maybe a non-believer would never have that opportunity to do, because we have the faith of God and the faith of others that believe in us to do those things. And one last big thing about a church yeah. entrepreneur versus an entrepreneur for a business, we are going to lead people to believe in what we're saying, teaching, and leading. So if we are not credible people that other people would want to be leaders, the same within a company
sure.
too,
yeah.
but you know, we can run out there, and if you have no one believing you, you're not leading anybody.
Yeah.
You're just running out there.
Yeah. You're right. Let me ask a question then on that topic. Go back to Matt Ball for a second. I'm a Christian entrepreneur, and I don't have a lot of money. Matter of fact, I don't have hardly any money. But I feel the Holy Spirit. We talked about the Holy Spirit on last week's podcast, working inside of me. I've gone to meetings. I've gone to breakfast with people, believers that have told me, you've, you know, God will open doors for you. You've got to take the first step. You got to walk out in faith. I'm petrified, man. I mean, who? I think that's awesome. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. Who's going to pay my health insurance, man? Who's going to put groceries on the table? I mean, how is all? I'm a Christian entrepreneur, and I am scared out of my mind. You know what I mean? I don't have a big savings. I don't have a big nest egg. What should I do? But I feel God speaking to me that I should do this.
Mm-hmm. And that's a huge one, because we don't know everything. We don't understand it all. We don't know God's timing, but we do know that God has timing and has a plan and has these things for you. And so isn't it always our life's struggle to understand more clearly and to be able to follow that more directly? And so, you know, one of the first tests that Shane was talking about is, does Scripture confirm what you're doing? And saying that, you know, the things that you're doing, well, one, are they a godly thing to be doing? Should you be pursuing this because of a biblical mandate? Or is it, you know, first of all, is it something that, you know, God would say, you know what, that is not at all anything that I would want somebody to be encouraged to be doing? And, you know, there's a gamut of industries where we could say that would be something that would be biblically confirmed and that would be quickly put aside. But then you get to a point where it's like, okay, well, it would be a good thing to do. It could work for me. It might not work for me. And that's – it comes down to God's provision, which is a big one. Well, will God bless me now, or is he going to bless me in heaven? And is God going to bless this, or is he going to bless the guy next door who's trying to do the exact same thing as me and he's a competitor? And, you know – it's one of those things that there's not a clear cut and dry answer. There is not always. Leading a church, we didn't know the timing. We didn't know when it was going to happen, when we should open our doors. When do we have our first meeting? When do we?
We weren't sure people would come.
Well, yeah. Who knows who's going to come up on Sunday? And maybe because of this, they won't be. I don't know.
Or you'll get more.
Yeah.
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 Right.
We'll see what's going to happen. But it's one of those things where we have to put it all in God's hands and say, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And I pray, God, that this is your will and you'll make it clear and you'll be able to show me my next step and open up the next door. And, you know, along with the church, I run my own company.
Yeah,
I am a Christian entrepreneur. And that was, even before the church, the only way that I had to be able to pay my bills.
Yeah.
And when I left my full-time salaried job, I didn't know if I'd have another client. Now, I had 7 years of work here and there. I have no long-term, everything was by project. And so I'd finish that project and say, okay, well, where's the next project coming from? And where's the next thing? And I still to this day, have no idea when and if and how. Now I have a full-time employee on salary that I'm paying everything for. And I still say, okay, God, well, we just finished everything. You know, hopefully this next quarter is going to be just as good and the next step. And God just keeps opening doors and blessing it. And we're taking opportunities through this mainstream communications company, creating videos and websites and all of these things, and using them as opportunities to be able to share our faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been able to work with CEOs and presidents and these major Fortune 500 and even 100 organizations, and been able to use it as a platform to have a conversation about faith. Just like this podcast, you know, Sam, you've got a whole business, and you're able to use your platform and have a conversation, and God is blessing that and opening doors for it. And we're creating videos for lawyers and for commercial food processors and all of these different things, and being able to sit down with devout Muslims and say, you know what? This is why I believe what I believe. And I listen to him on all these things and really just share with him. And we're stuck in an airport for 5 hours having dinner together.
Yeah.
And, you know, conversations, God has presented us with opportunities. And as I'm following his lead in my life to not only do the business that he wants me to follow in, but take the opportunity to share my faith, my belief, my convictions with the people around me unashamed, God continues to provide more opportunities for me to have those conversations. And so it's not just as a pastor, I'm then, you know, able to have conversations in the business world where people don't know that I'm a pastor, don't know that I have this calling on my life. I'm presented with opportunities to share and provide my heart, and God blesses that and gives me more. So with the small business that I once had and the small conversations and interactions that I once took, God's provided me with harder ones and deeper ones. And with everything that I've been able to follow his lead on, he's pushed me into more and bigger.
Yeah.
I think, though, one thing that I thought of while you were speaking, Matt, we've also learned from an entrepreneur life, sometimes a door will close.
Yeah.
And to be problem solvers, we find the next opportunity that God's giving us and not be afraid of that. And, you know, your story, Sam, is one of those stories where doors closed in some areas of your life. Yeah. And you had to see what was the next place or what, and within the church planning is that. If it doesn't work here, it doesn't work at this building, we got to go to this building. So that building's closed during that day. So then we got to figure out another building. And how do we store our stuff? And how do we, you know, we had to be problem solvers. And if you don't have that ability, you know, I had staff at my other church. And one of the things I always said to them was, if you could come to me with your problems, I will listen to them. If you come, start bringing with solutions in mind. Mm-hmm. Because as a leader, we know all the problems. We don't know all of them. We hear all of the problems from everybody and we continually hear it. But where's the solution? And if we're not all working together and teaching people how to have solutions and we're not living that out, that's part of what we're seeing is one of our greatest strengths is that God's given us an eye for solution. If that doesn't work, we can't get hung up there and cry too long.
You can't, man.
You got to pick it up and look at the next place that and you know, one other thing I'd like to say about that is recently I was reminded of an old analogy of I mentioned Francis Chan on the show a couple weeks ago with the Forgotten God book. And he has a YouTube video on this that shows life as a long rope. And he said, just imagine this rope wraps all around the world just as many times as you can ever imagine. But here's the start of the rope. And the very first inch of that rope was painted red. And he said, this represents, if you're a believer, this represents your life here on earth. Hmm. But your life is eternity.
Yeah.
So we focus, think of how much we worry and fret of the things that happen and don't happen in this small amount of space of our life. But yet eternity is forever and ever as a believer. If we really believe that, then we have to focus. We have to do our very best in this time to win as many people to Christ, to share our faith. And we can't be hung up on 401ks and all of the things that you and I have talked about that was the risk to take this. And instead, though those are important things to prepare for our family here, I don't want to minimize that. We can't focus our whole life's choices and values on those things. There's a bigger story here that we're part of, and it goes on and on and on. And how I spend eternity is there's a great impact of how I spend my life here is how I'm going to spend eternity.
Yeah. Matt, have you seen, we've talked about a lot of, we hit the third rail quite a bit here on the show. And I say that jokingly, but because we want to, you know, we're not here. If we just wanted to sit here and quote Bible quotes, then there's a million places people can go on the internet. We want to keep it real, man, a real conversation. Entrepreneurs like to make money, you know. Entrepreneurs are only going to take big risk if there's big rewards there. Now, I've seen you two, man. This is crazy. You guys, when you planted the church, you're in Loveland Middle School every Sunday, 7 a.m. setting up, you know, for a 10 a.m. service, one service, and then immediately tear down, you know.
Right.
And then you haven't had a physical building, okay? You guys are running all over the place. I mean, when you first started, and it kind of still is, I get the impression, I mean, it's you two kind of just pulling everybody. You got great teams. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize anybody, but really it's Shane and Matt just pulling it, you know. Have you ever, and you got to be honest because that's part of, well, it's part of being a Christian, right? That's part of the show too. Do you ever feel yourself saying, geez, I really wish, you know, at some point we'd make some money with this thing and, you know, I'd take a vacation to get away for a couple weeks and just chill. This is a lot of work, man. Where's the money, you know? Like, not just to buy a new Mercedes like you got parked with the stained glass windows in the driveway.
Right. Yep.
I mean, to be able to
with just, the purple lights underneath and
because you're human, man. You gotta look at people that got nice things and toys and stuff. You gotta be human and say, look, I've been doing this thing for 2 years now. I planted this church. Let's get moving, man. I want to enjoy life a little bit.
You know, it's
and that seems like a good place to stop part one of the two-part series of this weekend spiritual podcast. Tune in tomorrow and listen to Matt's answer to that question, as well as we dive deeper into the mindset and what needs to happen to be a true Christian entrepreneur. Sam Crowley, we'll see you on tomorrow's show.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.